Like everything I need, man, God got that to the homie. All of your bags is bagged up. Headed down the wrong path. I had to switch the crew. Switch. Looking back at my past, I am not the same dude. I'm new. Just like Jersey, I'm new. Just like Jersey, I'm new. Just like Jersey, I'm new.
KAYTFM 88.1 Gina Alexandria, 92.5 Greenwood Shreveport, 98.9 Monroe West Monroe, 100.1 Lake Charles, and KQJOFM 99.3 St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi, and online at www.kaytfm.com.
I'm Reverend Stanley Mathis, senior pastor of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, and you're listening to Paradise Ministry. Paradise Ministry is now brought to you by Robinson Mortuary. Robinson Mortuary is a family serving family. They are located at 1850 Military Highway, Pineville, Louisiana, and their phone number is area code 318-442-7300. Join us now as we enter into a service already in progress. A free to see. So we enter a service already.
My steps had well nigh slipped. For I was envious at the foolish when I saw the prosperity of the wicked. David was saying here, I almost lost the faith. Not that he almost took a literal fall. His faith had gotten a little. Because David was a man after God's own heart, stay with me, in that he was committed to God's ways and demonstrated fidelity to God's law. God didn't allow him to lose the faith. In other words, God was there to hold David's hand, grounding him in his biggest point. When he was in when his son was pursuing him to kill him, this is why David said, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. And oftentimes we get weak. But have you noticed when you were at your breaking point and your faith was at an all-time low that God never allowed you to lose the faith? And somehow, in a way that you can't even recall, you walk through some stuff. Somehow, you walk through some issues that you thought you couldn't fix. Somehow, that bill was paid. Somehow, the boss start acting right. You walk through some stuff. But God never allowed you to go on. As I come to a close, there was a young leader by the name of Joshua who, before he took his journey in leading the people of Israel, was mentored and tutored by the great prophet Moses. And the first great battle for Joshua was the city named Jericho, who had massive walls. And it was said that chariots could race on top of those walls.
Yeah. Yeah.
The walls were 15 feet wide. The walls were over 10 feet high. I want you to understand the magnitude of the walls. The walls had towers that were 25 feet high. And then the Lord told Joshua, he said, here's what I want you to do. I want you to march around the walls with the priest and trumpets and the Ark of the Covenant for 6 days. Once every day. But he said, keep quiet. But on the seventh day, I want you to march around the walls 7 times, 7 days, with the priest, with the ark in front of you. But on the last day, on the last walk around that wall, I want you to begin to blow the trumpets. Have the priest begin to let out a praise, and the trumpets begin to blow. And when the people hear a long blow, I want them to let out a praise. I know you may have little walls in your life. Your walls may be kind of tall. The walls may be kind of high. Your walls may be kind of thick. And the enemy may be whispering in your ear saying, there's no way I got you now. You may have had some walls on Monday, but you were not in the right place to let out a shout of praise. You may have had some walls on Tuesday, but you were not in the right place to let out a shout of praise. You may have some walls on Wednesday, but you were not in the right place to let out a shout of praise. Can I go ahead and skip to Friday? You may have had some walls on Friday, walls of addiction that you walk right on through, because Friday and Saturday is when you used to get your groove on. So Friday is hitched to Saturday. But you were not in the right place to let out a shout of praise. But early Sunday, you came to church. You got your right mind. You got on the right outfit. You're in the right place. You ought to scream and let out a shout of praise. You ought to scream. Brought you through sickness, brought you through pain. Somebody ought to scream. You ain't at the hospital. You ain't on your job. They won't look at you crazy now. Somebody ought to shout, yeah. Yes. Yes. I say yes. Won't you say it? Yes. Brought you through it. Yes, God just saved my soul. Yes, you didn't have to do it, but you chose me out of millions. But you put your hand on me. You put your hand on me. He could have picked anybody in your family, but he put his hands on you so you could be a light to your family. And you thought God had counted you, the devil had destroyed you, and you thought it was over.
because God had picked a child specifically for you. You thought people were, he thought he was picking on you because he allowed some things to come in your life. But because God ordered it for you, he's got something in you that you didn't even see in here. He allowed you to go in the fiery furnace, not to kill you. He allowed you to be in that lion's den, not to destroy you, but to raise you up and put you on a mountain, to you and make you a force, so you can declare the word. You gotta do this in praise. Somebody ought to give God some praise. Come on, give him some praise. Come on, give him some praise. It's all right now. You're in the right place right now to turn loose and give God some praise. Don't let tradition rob you of a moment with God. I remember a long time ago, they tried to make us be a little starchy. But bro, it's all right. The sanctuary is for worship. I will read in my Bible that David praised God so hard he come right out of his royal robe. They thought he was crazy, but they won't think you crazy this morning. If you take your coat off, even you can take your shoes off, you're in the right place to put your foot on the devil's head. You ought to give God some praise. I'll say it again. When David was touching life after life after life, maybe even touch some of your friends, but you mean to tell me that you won't give God some praise? We used to lose our mind in the club, but we got our buzz. And no dance we wouldn't attempt to do. We thought we was doing it right, but because we had our little buzz. But the Holy Ghost done touched you this morning, and you mean to tell me that you won't raise your hand and say, God, I'm going to give you a praise. Because you're so merciful, I'm going to give you a praise. Because you're so merciful, because you're so merciful, because you're so merciful, because you were wounded for my transgression and bruised for my iniquity. That's why you ought to give God some praise, because he took 33 lashes on his back. That's why you ought to give God some praise, because they pierced him in his sides. That's why you ought to give God some praise. Think about it. He didn't deserve to be stretched out there, but he took all of your sins in mine. He deserves a big praise. That's it. That's it. That's it right there. If you can put your hand together, you don't have to stand up. I like to make the devil mad. You can sit on your seat and still pray. Because there's somebody lying on their sick bed and they can't even move. But if you just say in your mind, Lord, I thank you, that's giving God a praise. You don't have to do a radical thing, but if your heart intentions is right, you're giving God some praise. I want to make hell mad this morning, because the devil tried to take my life. Two car wrecks, one right after the next. Tried to mess my neck up. Tried to mess my back up. Took a little bit away from me, but he didn't take my voice away. He didn't take my strength away. He didn't take my thinking away. And that's why I'm gonna give God some praise. That's why I'm gonna lift my voice and do what I can do. You see, the enemy don't want you to do what you can do. What can you do to let God know how much you love him? What can you do?